Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Kip Stube.
The Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Prime Minister Mokeng Tswangirai has arrived in Maputo, Mozambique, for a SADC summit on Zimbabwe to discuss the country's election crisis.
No one country can go and say this is what you've done. Like, for example, you would not expect a Zimbabwean leader like President Mugabe going to SADC to tell Zambia that he should not do this. We understand you appointed so-and-so as vice president. He's not fit. That's not how SADC operates.
Defending his decision to call for harmonized elections on July 31st without consulting Prime Minister Mokeng Tswangirai, President Robert Mugabe today said he will always stick to his principles and values so long as they are in the interest of the majority of Zimbabweans.
And Tourism Minister Walter Mzembe says Zimbabwe is almost ready to co-host with Zambia the United Nations World Tourism Organization General Assembly set for August this year.
We are happy, things are moving, and in terms of preparedness, I've just come back from Serbia, Belgrade, where I was attending the 95th Executive Council session, which adjudged our state of preparedness as being on track.
Prime Minister Mokeng Tswangirai arrived in the Mozambican capital, Maputo, this afternoon, ahead of a summit of the Southern African Development Community with the hope that the regional bloc might rein in President Robert Mugabe, who declared a July 31st election date, a move the Premier says violates the country's constitution. Thomas Chiripasi reports from Harare.
Prime Minister Tswangirai and his delegation arrived in the Mozambican capital, hoping SADC will back him in opposing President Mugabe's decision to hold harmonized elections in Zimbabwe on July 31st. Mr. Tswangirai, accompanied by negotiators of his MDC formation, wants SADC to push Mr. Mugabe to implement key democratic reforms before any elections. President Mugabe is expected to leave for Maputo tonight or early tomorrow. Tswangirai spokesperson Luke Tamborinyoka told Studio 7 by phone from Maputo that the Prime Minister maintains that the President needed to consult him before proclaiming the election date.
The Prime Minister was simply going to restate his position
Mr. Tamborinyoka said the MDC will also ask SADC to consider the failure by many Zimbabweans to register to vote in the ongoing voter registration exercise and what a July 31st election date will do to the efforts to get voters registered. The current voter registration exercise was expected to end on July 9th, but under the Electoral Act, registration must close 24 hours before the nomination court sits, but the court sits on June 28th, according to President Mugabe's decree yesterday. Studio 7 was unable to reach officials of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to see how they will handle this change to their plans. But MDCT Organizing Secretary Nelson Chamisa says his party believes this will deny many potential voters the chance to participate in the election.
ZANU-PF's voter registration understanding is voter disenfranchisement. It's a calculated, systematic way of disenfranchising people, making sure that as many people as possible are frustrated and not participate in the electoral plebiscite processes of the country. We are, however, urging our supporters and Zimbabweans to make sure that they resist any temptation by ZANU-PF to make sure that they are frustrated and that they give up. They should not give up. They should continue to hold on, register to vote, and deliver a decisive blow to dictatorship in this country.
Although many Zimbabweans would like SADC to rein in Mr. Mugabe, University of Zimbabwe law lecturer Lovemore Maduku says SADC does not have tangible power to do this.
The SADC has no precedent for that. SADC is governed by the treaty, the SADC treaty that was put in place in 1992. That SADC treaty regulates the functions of SADC. One of the founding pillars of that SADC treaty in Article 4 is respect for the rule of law, constitutionalism, and so on. And it is respect for the cause of those countries and that make up SADC. So no one country can go and say, this is what you've done. Like, for example, you would not expect a Zimbabwean leader like President Mugabe going to SADC to tell Zambia that he should not do this. We understand you appointed so-and-so as vice president. He's not fit. That's not how SADC operates. So anyone who thinks SADC can do that, they have a misunderstanding of the role of SADC.
MDC 99 leader Job Scala said SADC's lack of any real authority in this matter means that the Maputo summit will be what he called another talk show.
Tomorrow there is a purported SADC meeting in Mozambique. We don't see anything that will come out of it. The SADC will rubber stamp what Robert Mugabe has already passed in our country as an election date. And they will say and give themselves excuse that they cannot interfere with the constitutional processes in a sovereign nation. And also the other issue is that we are no longer interested to play politics of grandstanding. All those whom we hear, we have been with Mugabe and caressing the back of the leopard for the past 5 years. Don't think they will boycott elections, they will be in it together. And we know they want us to be part and parcel of their joke, which we will not recognize. We will continue denouncing these elections. We will continue denouncing its processes, the way how they will try to partake in. If they wanted political reforms, 4.5 years were enough for them to have done them. But unfortunately, they were concentrating in sharing among themselves.
Prime Minister Tsvangirai promised yesterday he would go to court to force Mr. Mugabe to abide by the constitution and implement key democratic reforms before polls are called.
I have clearly reflected on this matter, and this morning, to defend the constitution, which I have sworn to do, I instructed my attorneys to file an urgent application to deal with this matter. In addition, I will be leaving tomorrow for SADC, and I will fully brief the regional leaders on the crisis in Zimbabwe.
But his lawyers, who were expected to file a court application today, said they would file only after the summit. Perhaps they are hoping that the SADC action will make a formal court challenge unnecessary. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.